This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Christine Groh, spokesperson for the Coalition for Medicare Choices, or CMC, a national grassroots coalition of more than 2 million seniors and disabled individuals that works year-round to protect individuals enrolled in Medicare Advantage. Coalition members reside in all 50 states and actively communicate with members of Congress about issues that affect their Medicare Advantage coverage. Christine, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Hello, thank you very much for having me.
You bet, and our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing all the details. So, Christine, how is Medicare Advantage different from traditional Medicare, and what role does it play for people in the U.S.?
Yeah, it's a very good question. When a person becomes eligible for Medicare, they actually have a choice of the kind of plan they can get. They can get a traditional Medicare plan, which covers some basic essentials that are required by the federal government, or they can choose to buy a Medicare Advantage plan, which is offered by private insurance providers who compete for your business. And they do that by working to offer you very low premiums and co-pays. In some cases, the premiums could be $0 in addition to traditional Medicare. They also do that through a lot of additional benefits. So Medicare Advantage plans may include coverage for dental or vision care, for example. They may include additional wellness visits. They may even include memberships to fitness programs or to gyms. So the seniors in Coalition for Medicare Choices have found that it really helps to shop around to see what's available to you and to figure out what offers you the most coverage for the kinds of services that you need.
So, Christine, why might someone be interested in a Medicare Advantage plan?
People might be interested in a Medicare Advantage plan, for example, if they have a variety of prescription drugs that they depend on. A lot of these plans offer very good coverage for prescription drugs. You may also be interested in it, for example, if you are concerned about taking good care of your teeth. A lot of people are, especially as they age. That's a very important part of your overall health. That can affect how you feel all over your body in a lot of cases, as people who have had dental problems know. Or if you are just, you know, very interested in taking proactive care of yourself, even if you have a lot of chronic health conditions, because a lot of the Medicare Advantage plans offer special programs to help coordinate your care and ensure that, you know, your doctors are all working together for your best overall health.
Great information there. And what are the benefits and advantages for someone on a Medicare Advantage plan? Get into some of those details if you would.
Well, the Medicare Advantage plans work a lot like a plan that you may have gotten through your job or your place of work. So it's very familiar for how this works. The same levels of service that you may be accustomed to, having the ability to call into a private insurance provider to say, you know, I have questions about my doctor or my care plan or the drugs that are covered. What are my options available for me? What's the best pathway to get the care that I need? And having that kind of level of service, we find that of those seniors in particular who have Medicare Advantage coverage, they have higher than a 90% satisfaction rate. So people are very satisfied with the coverage and care that they get from them. It's very, very competitive, a lot of different benefits that are covered. So I think that's what a lot of people are looking for when they look at Medicare Advantage.
Today we are speaking with Christine Groh, spokesperson for the Coalition for Medicare Choices, a national grassroots coalition of more than 2 million seniors and disabled individuals that works year-round to protect individuals enrolled in Medicare Advantage here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Christine, at a time of hyperpartisanship and disagreement over healthcare in Washington, it sounds like Medicare Advantage is a program that's popular with seniors and actually working well. Does Medicare Advantage have support in Congress, or is this another issue with a with a deep divide between the political parties.
Yeah, this Medicare Advantage is really one of those areas where we get a very strong agreement across party lines about what works for America's seniors. If you look at the number of people who are enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan, that number continues to grow year over year, especially as our population ages and as people become more aware of taking good care of their health. So if you look at the figures today, about 31% of those who are eligible for Medicare are choosing a Medicare Advantage plan, and that benefits a lot of women. About 55% of Medicare Advantage beneficiaries are women. 45% of enrollees who are on Medicare and are Hispanic choose a Medicare Advantage plan. And of the African-American population that's eligible for Medicare, about 33% of them choose a Medicare Advantage plan. So this is something that interests a lot of different kinds of people, a lot of different people with a lot of different backgrounds, all across communities around the nation. And as our leaders in Congress have been talking to seniors in their districts and in their states, they hear from them how important Medicare Advantage is to helping them take care of their overall health. They like it. They want to keep it. They don't want anything to happen to it. So we've seen lots of different members of Congress come out and voice support for a strong Medicare Advantage program.
And speaking of support, what can members of Congress do to show that they do support this popular program?
Well, there are lots of different things that we think they can do. First is to let the seniors in their states and districts know that, because the seniors want to hear from them. They can do that by meeting with the members of Coalition for Medicare Choices, for example, having conversations with seniors in their districts, even writing to their local papers. We've seen a lot of different representatives write to their local papers to talk about the importance of a strong Medicare Advantage program. We also know that there are letters that go from members of Congress to the administration every year about the time the federal government's determining how much they're going to invest in the program. Just this year, a couple of months ago, we had about 360 members of Congress sign on to that letter. So that's an important thing for our members of Congress to keep an eye out for, that when that letter comes to their desk with a request to sign it and to vocalize support with the administration, to please sign on to that letter, because that's an important way that seniors know they support the program.
Well, Christine, certainly informative, and we can't thank you enough for what you're doing in this space. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, anything else you'd like to share?
No, I think that really covers it. We appreciate the interest in the program. You know, as people age and as their health becomes more and more important to them, we do think that Medicare Advantage is a really valuable option, and we encourage people to learn more about the program by going to our website at medicarechoices.org.
Fantastic. Again, Christine, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. We certainly have appreciated it.
Thank you. It was a great pleasure being here.
And the pleasure was certainly ours as well. We've been speaking with Christine Groves, spokesperson for the Coalition for Medicare Choices, or CMC, a national grassroots coalition of more than 2 million seniors and disabled individuals that works year-round to protect individuals enrolled in Medicare Advantage. And for further details, simply visit medicarechoices.org. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.